Caring for Life Force, and this is Erica Glessing. And this episode is a follow-up on the episode that was on the third chakra clearing from episode 100. So if you haven't listened to that one, you may want to. What starts happening as we shift out of blockages and we start opening to life force is that opportunities show up differently. You're going to connect with different people. You're going to notice yourself being different in scenarios. So this is a little uncomfortable, right? Because we're used to behaving certain ways. We're used to repeating certain patterns. And what this work does is it allows you to behave differently. Immediately. It's instant. Because once you connect and clear blockages, once you have cleared discarnate entities that have been clinging on you, and once you have cleared space, podcast 102 is clearing negative people. So once you've started to do this work, your life actually changes instantly. So it's a little bit unnerving. It's very awkward sometimes because you are different, right? You'll find that you won't react in the same manner. You won't be triggered as easily. So here's just a finite example. I'm with my kids yesterday, and one of them has had an amazing day, and is just going on and on about how amazing her day was. And I was just thriving with her. We were sitting there listening to her day. It was so much fun. And we tapped into it, and I asked some questions, and she told me a little bit more. You can sort of feel the energy just as I'm throwing it to you right now. It was so beautiful. And then I pick up the other child who's had a rotten day, and she's really mired in her misery. It's not really logical. She is doing exceptionally well at her work, and they really respect her. But she's chosen to experience all that isn't awesome about herself. So what happens when your energy is clear is that way of being doesn't pop into your body. Like, you allow that someone to be in that space of having blockages and not seeing their own light, and you allow it. Now, at the same time, I did ask permission if I could clear her chakras with her. And she gave me permission, so we'll see if that does any help. So I'm not saying, like, don't be nice to negative people or don't have fun with negative people, but I'm saying your own clarity and your own purpose is job one. Because you can actually help people better when you're coming from this space of clarity and calmness. And it's going to change your life immediately. Like, within 7 days, you'll see a difference. It's phenomenal. So if you're not experiencing changes yet from clearing negative people and clearing your third chakra, I think what I'll do is, for those of you who would enjoy it, is I'll just do a little bit more third chakra clearing right now. And again, we're going to spend time with lots of the other chakras. And you can also head over to my website if you'd like some more of this good stuff. And that is just called energyclearingforlife.com. Okay. But let's go ahead and just do a little bit more third chakra. So take a deep breath. This is a part where if you're driving, unfortunately, it's better if you don't really get into this. So just kind of let the words plop over your head. If you're in a still place, put your feet firmly on the ground. Have your knees about a foot apart. And then have your head directly over your shoulder. Okay? And go ahead and invite blue earth energy up from the bottom of your feet. And golden celestial energy down from heaven. And just see the blue and the gold kind of wrap itself around and Just send kind of healing throughout all of your being. This is nice to do every morning anyhow. And let's just specifically shine light on your. Okay, great. So just be in that space of asking that energy to clear. That's really a lot of it, is just asking it to clear. And then I'd like you to observe what happens in the next few days as you go about your day, and just see if you find yourself honoring yourself a little bit more, and see if you find more peace with like what you're about versus what everyone else is. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for listening today. I really appreciate you. I appreciate listening. And what I got shown is to tell you a little bit about my private sessions. So this is a little bit about what it's like to work with me privately. So the first thing we're going to do is just tap into you. So we're going to look at you and kind of, I'll give you kind of a scan with my third eye knowing. You're going to be able to tell me what areas of your life you'd like to work on. And you could choose anything. You can also just open it up. But generally, I respond well to questions. I can also help you clear chakras, obviously. We can look at a place that you need healing. So this might be a pattern, like a betrayal pattern. You might want to clear poverty consciousness. Whatever it is that is kind of, I want to think, like most heavy on your mind, that would be a good focus area for us to bring light to that area of your life. I can also give you insight. Sometimes we don't see what's in front of our own eyes. And many of my clients are pretty high level psychics themselves. So I tend to attract kind of interesting people, I must say. I love the people that hire me for individual sessions. So if you go to my website, which is new, so I'm still learning it. It is called energyclearingforlife.com, and I have a products tab, and you can there hire me to connect with you and help you clear. So see if that rings a bell. I'm open for business. So yeah, thank you. Thanks for coming to the show today. I really appreciate it. And